Yesterday, joining us on Wake Up Wyoming, we spoke with second-year Gillette Wild head coach Ethan Hayes ahead of its big two-game series against second-place Helena. We started by asking him about the last batch of games in Butte.
Well, Butte's a good team, to be honest. They're getting a lot better. They got a coach over there that's good at recruiting, good at rebuilding culture. I mean, they're a lot better than they have been the last few years, so props to that guy. He's doing a really good job. So, I mean, yeah, I was closer than I like, but they're not a bad team.
Not a bad tune-up, because there's a couple times before Helena, you play like a Sheridan.
Yeah, kind that of a was rough, not good.
No disrespect to Sheridan, kind of a rough game, but now you play, and now the talent level goes up to Butte and then up a little bit more, of course, to Helena.
Yeah.
Is that what you'd rather have?
For sure. Absolutely, I would. Like habits, right? I mean, when they play somebody bad that you can beat and you know you're going to beat, you don't show up with the right mindset, like you said, but it's also habits. I mean, you take risks, you do things in games where teams aren't good that you would never do in games where teams are good, because they would, they would handle those things and make it a negative for you. So, like, my big thing is don't pass across the middle of the ice when we're going north, right? So the guys do that all the time against Sheridan. But Helena is smarter, and they play better systems, and they have better players, and they take that, and it's a turnover every single time, and then it goes back in our zone. So,
what does this mean for the Wild this weekend? You need just one to lock it in?
Yeah, we have to win one game in regulation and then not lose any other game after this regular season.
Just win them both.
Yeah.
Just win them both. Exactly.
That's our goal, obviously, and we will. So we're prepared. We're finally... Wednesday, tomorrow, we'll be 100% healthy. We got one kid coming off a concussion protocol tomorrow. So then we're 100% healthy. We don't have anybody out health-wise or injury-wise. So we have never been that when we played Helena.
Playing Helena, knowing you only need one, but you definitely want two.
I don't really have any concerns about that. I mean, we've prepared just the same way we always done, you know. The guys are hungry. They want it. They want to be the one seed, because we know, you know, as a group, that if we're not and we end up in the playoff finals and we have to play two games in Helena, it's going to be a lot harder than it is playing two games in Gillette. So we want it. All the guys want it. You know, our goal from the beginning of the season, that which the guys made, is to go to Nationals and win. So we have to get through Helena in the playoffs also. We need two games at home.
Right now, Gillette leads Helena by 3 points in the Frontier standings. The puck drops for this huge matchup in Spirit Hall Ice Arena Friday and Saturday night at 7:05.